Welcome, Energy First Responders. This day of March 2025, as we move in, more and more love light coming to the planet. Let's take a moment so that we connect to our bodies and really allow our bodies to be blessed, graced, with a generous love light. Take a breath, notice your breathing very gently and slowly. Not about running a marathon. It's about just moving through. We give great, great thanks for this opportunity. And again, ask that we come together as a group. All of those before and after us. Allow ourselves to sink into our bodies, to allow ourselves to be operating from source, operating from the earth and the divine plan for the earth. Coming into balance and harmony. We honor all those that assist us from the highest levels of consciousness to create this new way of living and being on planet Earth. We bring in the multidimensional template for each one of us first, and then for all those who are open to it throughout the planet, to assist us in becoming more and more of our multidimensional selves. With balance, with ease and grace, and with generosity. As we ask if it's possible to bring through the light of generosity today. Become a part of everything that's happening. Out of the states of fear. Out of the states of some of the human condition. Of greed. Of unkindness, of lack of compassion. We bring in compassion as well and ask that the light of grace come through with the light of generosity today. We're adding to the opening around the equinox time March 20th this year for a easier, cleaner pathway from the first dimension, but up at least to the seventh dimension for now, through the fifth, allowing that heart opening in the fifth to be ease and grace, creating this generosity that comes out of the fifth dimensional energies and other places. Notice your breath, breathing in very deeply, allowing yourself to go to a deep place inside of you. And we ask that this pathway be available to all the situations, particularly to the people, to all of nature, that already is related to this dimensional processes. We allow the ascension process to move forward. Again, just getting, take a breath, breathe in what's coming. Breathe it in very gently and slowly, and breathe out anything that's not working, that needs to leave, that can just let go. Asking the cells, the subcellular structures, all of what is, release that which doesn't serve. As we ascend in all of these places, through our multidimensional template helping us, and the light of grace and the light of generosity. As we see this light come in now, affecting everything, everywhere, allowing creation and creativity to come through with generosity. As we lift out the old ways of all of these situations that we're going to mention, situation in Ukraine, the war there. All sides, everything. Whatever is needed as it moves. Letting go of all the old that has been created for eons of time. A lot of these situations are eons of time old. And they just clear. Bringing in the love light. Open new dimensions with grace and ease. And grace actually works through the spaces in the body. Through the places where the physical molecules are not. We ask now for, again, the situation in Gaza, the West Bank, all of that Middle Eastern area fraught with war. Differences. And we're asking also for the energy of unity in for whatever's needed to come into multidimensionality, balance, harmony, unity. And we now go the situation of the government of the United States of America, all that's going on with these changes. To create whatever this new level of democracy is. That started, you know, so many years ago to allow the Founding Father concepts to come through with the fullness of dimensionality. With the throughness from dimension 1 through 7. And again, the light of grace, 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 light of generosity, which lead us into balance, harmony, unity, and whatever these shifts that happen within the people, within the government of, by, and for. The soul, the I am presence of the people, as that energy and rises up in from 1 to 7 as the energy through the people, all the people, plus especially all of the people in the government, particularly leaders everywhere, to allow what's very best for the highest good for the entire world, because this is world affecting, highest good of all. And we ask for these situations so far there is nothing hidden that is not revealed that we need to know, and that all become aware that the awareness isn't divided into sides or thoughts or whatever. There is nothing hidden that is not revealed that we need to know, and all become aware and take action. There is nothing hidden that is not revealed that we need to know, and all become aware and take action. For the best for all. We give great thanks and we add when the sounds come in, this will work through this particular situation even more, because we also want to add the nature of the situation of nature itself. All of nature, some of which has already really shifted in consciousness. And for the human nature relationship. Again, we ask for the light of grace, the light of generosity, the light of connection, understanding, becoming more aligned, more aligned. And I'm going to bring through some sounds for a little while, perhaps language of light. And as we do this, we're going to move inside for that deep place within. And ask that during this time we ground even more. We take these energies and allow them to move into the grid structure of the planet in whatever way the planet wants, and also our own energy. To connect into that grid structure, allowing us to be fully present in the moment. He could say, Fia ho. Hi, aloha, seya, eke, seke, fe, fe, aloha, ya, hona, mea, he, sefa, ya, aloha, ya, ho, ho, he, e, sefa, ya, hi, aloha, ma, wa, o, ke, seke, fe, siya, hi, ya. Kamea dea, dea kaya ola hea wa, deep, deep into the earth. Inside yourself now. Into the silence. And very gently and slowly allow yourself to move into more waking consciousness with gratitude for all that we were dealing with. We give group thanks and ask and allow do what's very best for all. And again, to ground these energies through the center below, 2 feet below our feet, through our feet, into the earth grid structure, into the earth, and allow ourselves become whole, for our bodies to process these energies with ease and grace. We give great thanks for the generosity coming to the planet. And as we say, so be it, so it is done.